Today, Shir in the Daf Yomi is a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Dalet. We're learning today, Li'ilu Nishmas, Jack Ackerman, Yaakov Ben Pesach. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. In yesterday's Shir, we had a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda as to, according to the opinion that both of them held, that Hezek Sheino Nikar Lav Shmei Hezek, so then all we go is there, Shogeg Otu Mezi, when the rabbis instituted their Takana, the Gzera, that you should be Chayiv for Hezek Sheino Nikar, even though it's Lav Shmei Hezek on a Derais level, on a Derabana level, they definitely made B'mezid in order to prevent people from going and damaging other people, so they said that we're making Gzera. The question is that they also make the Gzera for Shogeg Otu Mezid. Now, according to what we learned in yesterday's Shir, Rav Meir also held that Gozer Shogeg Otu Mezid, whereas Rav Yehuda held that we're not Gozer Shogeg Otu Mezid. And now we're going to question that. Toshma, we pick up the Gemara, six lines down from the top, Nundalit Omid Aleph, with the following brisa that's going to be seemingly going against Rav Meir. Toshma, and we'll have a whole series of brises that are seemingly going against Rav Meir. He's going to answer up every brisa to show that they all can be consistent with his Shita. So the first brisa is Toshma. Ochal truma, if a person ate truma that was tameya, so of course they're not allowed to go and do this. Now here we're dealing with a person who is not a kohen. So by accident, if you eat truma, you have to go and pay for it. Now the halacha is, this is true whether you ate truma that was tahora, which of course is worth something, or truma tameya, which is worth much less because it can only be used for heating or for cooking purposes. You can't use it to eat yourself. You can only use it for assorted benefits from the cooking or burning of it, or you can feed it to your animals. So the halach is, if Yisrael by accident ate truma that was tahora, so he has to go and pay back mishalem chulin tahorin. He has to go pay back with chulin that are tahorin. Now, look at Rashi, Ramasu, mishalem chulin tahorin, because lekam and parach, we're going to learn this question in a moment, but first we have to know what the halach is. So amai mishalem tahorin. Why does he have to pay him back with chulin that are tahorin? I would think he has to pay him back with truma, but that isn't true. As Rashi brings down, ha'ochel truma shogeg, if a person by accident eats truma, he's a Yisrael and he eats truma, and it's tahora. So eino mishali mos, in this situation he does not pay money, elo tfua, he has to go pay back with tfua. And the eino mishali truma, he doesn't give back truma tfua, he gives back elo chulin tfua, that is chulin misukanim, that is no longer tevel, it's not chuma, it is regular chulin. Ba'ayidei tashlumim, and when he gives this chulin to the kohen to pay for the principal that he ate, so this is ayidei tashlumim, heinasin chuma, they become chuma. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, unasan lakohen es hakodesh, you have to give him chulin that becomes kodesh when you go and give it to him to pay for the chuma that you ate. Ayidei nisinaso, as you're giving it to him, nasu kodesh, it becomes truma. Alma, davar haroi, lochol olav shem truma b'inan. You need to give him something that could have the shame of truma on it. However, it isn't truma itself. And likewise, lomos, you don't give him money. However, avol ha'ochlo mezid, if somebody eats intentionally truma, so then, mishali mos, then he does pay back with money. He doesn't give him back chulin. Now, if you ate truma tameya, so that's what we're now going to discuss. So the Tanakhama tells us over here, ochal truma tameya, mishalim chulin tahorin. However, shilein chulin tameyin, if he gave back chulin that were tameyin, what is Allah hamal? So Amma Sumchus Bishum Rebeir, Sumchus says the name of Rebeir, so if he did his bishoge, he didn't realize he wasn't allowed to do this, or he didn't realize that it was chulin tameyin, so then, tashlumov tashlumim, since he did this by accident, we don't cancel him. So the tashlumim are considered tashlumim. Now this is Rav Meir over here. Sumchus says the name of Rav Meir. Now we just brought down that in yesterday's Shia, we learned that Rav Meir says that we are cancel shoge up to mezid. So therefore, this goes against that because Sumcha says the name of Rav Meir here that we're not Kone's Shogeg up to Mezid. If he gave it to him Bishogeg, so Tashlumim Tashlumim, he doesn't have to give him anything else. Bimezid, however, ain't Tashlumim Tashlumim. Rav Meir holds that Tashlumim aren't considered good Tashlumim, he has to go and pay him appropriately with money. Now, the Chacham disagreed. The Chacham Rim, whether he did this Bishogeg, whether he did Bimezid, the Tashlumim are good tashlumim, tashlum of tashlumim. However, because mishalim chulin tahorin, but he still has to go give chulin tahorin because the chachamim what goes there shogeg or to mezid. So clearly, Vavino, but we ask b'mezid, am I ain't tashlum of tashlumim? According to Rav Meir, why b'mezid? He had said ain't tashlum of tashlumim because the Gemara question says, "Bemezid amayi tashlum tashlumav, tashlum of tashlumim," because tavu la bracha, the guy is trying to pay back, so he's doing something that's positive. He says, "I ate your truma that was tameya by accident, and therefore I want to go now and pay you." So he's paying him back. So why do we say in this situation we should cancel him? Tavu alav bracha. In fact, he's an adam karshav. He's trying to do the right thing over here. The achamine mi did the lo chazile be made truma. So when he ate from him something that wasn't able to be eaten because it was truma tameya. So he ate this the lo chazile be made truma, which a kohen couldn't eat in the days of his truma, because even a kohen who's tameya is not allowed to go and eat truma that's tameya. So therefore, the komishalimli midi the chazile be made truma. So if he gives him back now something, shilim chulim tumeyin, if he gives him back chulim dera tumeyin, so he's doing him a favor. He ate something that couldn't be eaten while the coin was tamei, and he's giving you back something, chulim dera tamei, that can be eaten while the coin's tamei. So he's a tzaddik. Why should we go and say to him, we give you a kenas? And therefore, the Yama Rava said, others say the Amalei Kedi, others say it was a person whose name was Kedi, that's one explanation of Amalei Kedi, others say that it was unknown who said this, and Kedi means like anonymous. That there's something missing from the Braisa, the words missing from the Braisa, and this is what the Braisa really says. If a person ate truma tumeya, so he has to pay him back with anything. In other words, he could even give him a chulin that are tumeya. However, if he ate truma tahora, so then he must pay him back with shalem. Chulin Tor, he must pay back Chulin Tor, because as we pointed out, it becomes Kodesh as soon as he gives it to him. And in this situation, Shilem Chulin Tumeyin Mahu, if he paid him back with Chulin Tumeyin, so now what should he do? He ate Truma that was Tahora, and now he's paying it back with Chulin that are Tumeyin. So Sum Chasom Mishum Rabbi Meir Bishogik Tashlum of Tashlumim. Bidiyevit, after the fact, he did it by accident, so we say it's good, because at least he'll be able to eat these Chulin when he's Tomei himself. However, B'mezid, we say no. Ain't tashlum of tashlumim, because I don't want him to do this. He ate truma that was tahora, so he has to pay him back with truma that is tahora. So therefore, we don't allow this in this situation. He has to give him back chulin that are tahorim. He can't give him back chulin that are tumeyin. So therefore, the mezid ain't tashlum of tashlumim. But we're not gozer shogeg of tumeyin. Now, the Chamin disagree. Chamin echazeh v'echazeh, tashlum or tashlumim. Midar raisa, this is perfectly good tashlumim. The rabbis came along and said, v'chozu m'shalim chulim tahorim, because we don't want him doing this. And therefore, they made a kenas that he has to give him chulim that are tahorim. Now, this doesn't turn into truma, as Rashi points out. This is just a kenas. Now, here's the question on Rabbi. I've already pointed it out. What's the machlokus between sumchus Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? It's as I already pointed out. This is where I got it from. It's Rav Acha Brei the Ravik who said it. Hacha b'kunasu shogi gotu meizid ikur b'nayu. That the Rav Meir saw that lo kansu shogi gotu meizid, the Chachamim kansu shogi gotu meizid. And therefore, here we clearly see. Here's finally your question. In this scenario of the Ochal Truma Tmeya, we see that Rav Meir is not gozer. Is not giving a knas of shogi gotu meizid. But in yesterday's shir, we said that he is giving a knas of shogeg up to mezid. So kasha on Rav Meir, who says no, it's not a kasha. Hachi hashta. How can you compare the two? Hasa, in the case that we just had right now, with the person who by accident paid him back with chulin that were tumein instead of chulin that were tahorin. So in this situation, gavra lishlume komechavin. He thought he was doing a good thing. He thought that he was paying him back. So he's an adam kosher, as Rashi says. So what should we do? Anam neko malikase. So we should be gozer shogi got to mezid. The guy was trying to pay back. So we're not going to go make a kenas in this situation. And over here, a mayor is not going to be gozer shogi got to mezid. But every place else, he is gozer shogi got to mezid. Now, this response that we have, because he's an adam kosher, gavro lishlume chamechavid, that he's trying to do the right thing, and therefore we consider him an adam kosher, and we're not going to cons him. So this same exact scenario is now going to come up in two or three additional brises. The same exact question and the same exact answer. So we'll try again to slug up Rav Meir. Toshma. It says in this brisa, dam shenitma v'zarku. If you have blood, there was supposed to be nizrak on the mizbeach. So you have blood for a carbon, and you're supposed to do the zrika. But the blood became tamei, and therefore you don't do the zrika. So midah, right? So you're allowed to do the zrika. It sits as meratzah, Rashi reminds us. But the rabbis came along and said, no, we don't want you to do the zrika. So in this situation, dom shenitma v'zorku, nevertheless, the Kohen did the zrika over here, so midaraisa, the tzitz is miratza. So if he did this b'shogeg, hurtza, we allow the tzitz to be miratza. But if he did it b'mezid, lo hurtza. Now, if he did it b'mezid over here, the problem is that the rabbi said, we don't want you to do this, so therefore b'mezid, we're going to cancel you. So lo hurtza. But b'shogeg, they didn't cancel him. So here we see that this is an example of we're not cancel shogeg or to mezid. Now, we don't know for certain that this b'risa is remeir, but the question is, assuming this b'risa is agreed to or is in fact the opinion of remeir, it's a kasha against him. So therefore, we weren't goes or shogi got to mezid over here, but yesterday we said we are goes or shogi got to mezid. So we could answer that this isn't remeir. We could say it's Rav Yehuda, but we want to try to make this even in accord with remeir. So Gemara says, Amalek remeir, remeir would say, yeah, I can hold like this b'risa, it's not a problem. Because again, the same question and answer we just had on the previous b'risa. Hachi hashta, they're not comparable. Why is he doing this rika? It's so that the basar is allowed to be eaten, and the person who brought the carbon is giving a kapara, getting a kapara from the fact that this rika was done and this carbon is accepted. So therefore, he's trying to do the right thing, and albeit he did it b'shogeg, he didn't realize that the dam was tamei and he shouldn't have done it, but b'shogeg is a shortza because that's a din d'oraisa. So what should we do? I'm not nekem and nekem to say, because he tried to do the right thing. He did it inadvertently. He did it with dam that was tamei. So we should go and give a knas over here. He's another kosher. We don't make a knas in another kosher. But you're right. In yesterday's shir, elsewhere we do find that Rebbe Yeriz goes there. Shkoga atu mezid. Try again. Toshma from the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Trumos, and here this is a stam Mishnah. A stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. So here it definitely is Rebbe Meir. Toshma, we learn the brayis in the Mishnah. Hamaser b'Shabbos. If a person takes off Trumos b'Shabbos on Shabbos, which is an issur d'rabbanan, you're masakin mana. You're fixing your stuff. It was tevel, now it's chulin and truma. So therefore, you shouldn't do this on Shabbos as it did d'rabbanan. So what happens if somebody did do the Maisus on Shabbos? So b'shogeg, if he did this accidentally, he didn't realize he wasn't allowed to do this on Shabbos. So yochal, we say fine, the trumas and maisus take effect, and therefore now we can eat the chulin, no problem. However, b'mezid lo yochal, b'mezid we say no, we're going to cancel you because we don't want you to do this on Shabbos. Now here you see again, we're not goes there shogeg or to mezid, and this is Rav Meir because it's a stam mishnah. Stam mishnah is Rav Meir, so therefore kasha Rav Meir, and the Gemara gives the same exact terror. Tzachi chasha, the two are incomparable. Hasam, in this situation, what's the person trying to do? Gavra l'sakuni kol mechavid. He's trying to make his tevel into perfectly good chulin and trumas and maestros. And therefore, what should we do? The guy didn't realize he wasn't allowed to do this, so I'm not lekam l'lik to say we should go and punish him. He's trying to do the right thing by making his tevel into trumas and maestros and chulin. So we're not going to give him a knas. So here we're not going to be goes there, shogeg or to mezid. But in general, Rav Meir is goes there, shogeg or to mezid. Finally, the last one, toshma. Hamatbil Kalim Bishabis. This is a Mishnah over here, also from Trumos. If a person is Tovel, is Kalim on Shabbos. Again, Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to do this because of Misakin Mona. You're fixing your utensil, which is an Issa Dirabbanan over here because technically you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. So if somebody is Tovel, is Kalim on Shabbos, then he didn't realize that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So Bishogeg, Yishtamish Bem, we say the Tzvil is good. However, Bemezin, Lo Yishtamish Bem. But if you did it Bemezin, so the rabbis gave a Knas. And they said, no, you can't use it on Shabbos. So again, here we see Bishogeg, they were not goes there. Bemezin, they were goes there. And we don't say that they were Bishogeg, they were goes there, or to Mezin, because of the concern for Mezin. Rebbeya says that they are, so again, another kasha Rebbeya. So where it says, again, Hachi Hash, the two are incomparable. Again, we say the same terence, Hosam Gabriel Tahure, Mane, Kol Mechavi. This guy's trying to go and be Tovel as Caleb to make them tar from being Tame. So what are we going to do? He didn't realize he wasn't allowed to do this, so we should punish him. He's doing the right thing. He's an Adam Kasher, as Rashi says. And therefore, we're not going to cancel him. Anan, Lekum, Lekum, to say we should go and cancel this guy? No, we're not. But where the person was not trying to do a mitzvah, he wasn't trying to do something good, then Rav Meir says that the full position is, we are gozer, shogeg, or to mezid. So after all of these attempts, we weren't able to slug up Rav Meir. His baseline sheet is, we are gozer, shogeg, or to mezid, by a din d'rabbanan. However, there are exceptions to the rule, as we outlined. Now, Rav Yehuda in yesterday's shir, as I already pointed out, said that we are not gozer, shogeg, or to mezid, by a din d'rabbanan. Now, he seemed to have a steer to that. But Rami, the Rehuda, the Rehuda. That Shita from yesterday is now going to be shlugged up with the following din that is bidirabbanan. That is going to be a case where dirabbanan is the issa that was instituted. And Rabbi Yehuda said, we should only be gozer that by the mezid, and we shouldn't be gozer by the shogeg. But here we're going to see the Tanya. We learned in the following verse, we turn to Nadalit Omud Beis. It says, Noflu, if you have orla nuts. Rashi says, a goze perech. There were certain type of very, very fancy nuts that were something that is normally not batel berov. As Rashi says, a goze perech ain betelim afilu bialef. Not only are they not batel berov, but if they're orla in this situation, they're not even batel, never mind berov, they're not even batel with 1 in 200, which normally orla is batel, because these are davar choshev. And a davar choshev is not batel afilu bialef. Lo bato mipnei chashivuson, Rashi says, the top Rashi, because they are very choshev. Now, they are bato if they're not in their original pristine nut stage, but if you grind them up. So, let's say you had orla nuts that fell into a whole bunch of permitted nuts, but you are not mevatel them because they're a gozi perech, and even if they fell into 1,000 nuts, you're going to say all 1,000 are now also because of the one orla nut that's in there. But Noflu, if they fell in there, and then you ground them up. Nispatsu, you bang them up, and you ground them up, so now they're not a goze perach that are a davar choshev, but they're ground nuts, which aren't a davar choshev, and then the regular rules apply of bittul. So it will be batel v'tz arla in 1 in 200. And here there's well more than 200. So echad shogeg v'echad mezid. So this brisa tells us whether you ground them up b'shogeg or whether you ground them up b'mezid, lo yalu. They don't get nullified because they fell in and they were still whole nuts. It goes a perech, and therefore they're never going to be able to be nullified because the whole thing now is considered meduma over here of the orla davar choshev and the chulin, and it can never be batel if you go and grind it up afterwards. Lo yalu. This is the opinion of Divri Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, notice he said this is true even if he did this b'shogeg. Echad shogeg amazing. Now, b'mezid, we understand. We don't want the rabbis to be mevatel. The rabbi said, we don't want you to be mevatel. This is l'chachila. So this is asur. If you go grind it up to try to be removing the status of being choshev and to make it batel b'200, so the rabbis will gozer. So mezid, we understand. But here it says, echad shogeg echad mezid, divri Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Meir, we understand. He is gozer, shogeg got to mezid, but Rabbi Yehuda is not. So here's going to be the kasha. It says, b'feirish over here, by the gozi perech, noflu v'dispatsu, the Yehuda is gozer, shogeg got to mezid. No, let's finish the brisa. Rav Yosef Yishimon Omrim, no, b'shogeg yalu, b'mezid lo yalu. By mezid we're kansing, but by shogeg we're not kansing. So Rav Yosef Yishimon fit in well with Rav Yehuda Shita from yesterday. We're not gozer shogeg got to mezid, but Yehuda himself says that we are gozer in this situation, shogeg got to mezid. So kasha rami the Yehuda, the Yehuda. And the Gemara explains this further and says, the din is, as I've already mentioned, that on the raisa level, everything is batel berov. So chad b'trei is batel, even the davar choshev. However, the rabbis came along with Rabban Nudu Gozer. They said, by Arla, normally it's 1 in 200, but if it's a gozi perech, which is a davar choshev, it's afilu be'elef lo batel, but this is all a din the Rabbanan. So Rabban Nudu Gozer, so according to Yehuda, it should only have been gozer b'mezid, but not b'shogi. But here you see, the Rabbi Yehuda, that they were gozer echad shogi v'echad mezid. So they were gozer shogi, got to mezid. The kokon is Rav Yehuda, so stira to Rav Yehuda from what he said yesterday, that we're not gozer shogi got to mezid. Today he says we are gozer shogi got to mezid. So Gemara says no. Hasam, in this case, hainu time of the Rav Yehuda. The reason the Rav Yehuda is gozer in this case is bishum da'asi li arume, because there's too much of a chance over here that people say, oh yeah, I didn't smash it on purpose. I didn't realize you weren't allowed to smash it up, so I ground it up. Oh, once it's ground up, they say, I did it b'shogeg, and it would be mutter, because he's not gozer normally shogeg got to mezid. So here, because of this iarume, because of the concern that the person will have done it on purpose, as Rashi says, l'skaveg that he did this, v'yomar, but he's going to say, oh, shogeg, you said I did it by accident. And of course, I didn't do this in order to be able to use them all. No. So therefore, Yehuda says, in this situation, and in only this situation, we'll gozer shogeg got to mezid. But in general, we're not. Now, we've solved the problem of Yehuda, Yehuda, but what about Rami, the Rav Yossi, the Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi said over here that we're only gozer b'mezid lo yalu, but b'shogi yalu. But ditnan, but he says in the Mishnah in Orla, Rav Yossi says nitiya shel Orla v'shel kilaya kerem. If a person planted Orla or he planted kilaya kerem, so all of these are going to be batel only 1 in 200. But then shinis arvu minitio secheres, they got mixed in with other saplings. So the orla saplings or the kilaya kerem saplings somehow got mixed in with other nitios that were perfectly mutter. So the Tanakhama says, Harezol Yilakate, you're not allowed to go and pick them because they all have the status of being a Dover Choshev, they're attached to the ground and they're not bottom. However, in Likate, but if you did go and pick them without asking the Shaila, so then Yal will be Echud Masai. Then, as long as you have 1 in 200, the ratio of at least 200 to 1 of Chulin to the Arlo or Chulin to the Hilaya Karem, so then you can go and nullify them, the Batel. However, Ubilvad Shelo Yiskavi Luko, but he can't have in mind that he's picking it in order to go and nullify it, because while it's attached to the ground, it's not nullified. But once he picks it, if his intention is to nullify it, so then we don't allow him to do this. But if he did it b'shogeg, so then lo yiskavim to lalakate them, he's allowed to. So that's the Tanakhama. But look at Rav Yossi, and he says, no, even b'mezid you're allowed to. Rav Yossi Omer, afim yiskavi luko, even though he did it intentionally, yalu b'yachum esayim, as long as it comes up 1 in 200, Rav Yossi is not concerned, even b'mezid. So here, in this Mishnah with the Netiyah Shel Arla and Shel Kilaya Kerem, he's not gozer even by Mezid. But with the Egozi Perech, he was gozer by Mezid. So we have a steer in Rav Yossi. So the Gemara says that was already asked and answered. Ha it maralah, that we already answered in that Mishnah. Omer Rava, Rava said, Chazaka ain Adam Oser es Karmo b'netiyachas. The reasoning is nobody in their right mind would ruin their entire Kerem, their entire orchard over here by going and planting one arla tree within it, or to plant one kilayim hakerem in it. As Rashi says, no person is going to do this. Ein lecha adam noteya arla bin shar netios. Nobody's going to go plant one arla tree amongst the other saplings without either clearly demarcating it, making some sort of an absolutely clear simon on it, because otherwise, if he doesn't make a simon on it, so v'oser karmo b'shul netiachas, he's going to ruin his entire vineyard because of this one sapling. The kivan, the lo shricha, since this therefore is extremely unlikely, it's not a davar shriach, therefore, lo itmar bo rabbono. That's why the rabbis are not goes there, even b'mezid in this situation, because it's so unusual, the rabbis only goes there on a davar shriach. They're not goes there on a davar shalo shriach. However, alafilas isu v'heter, that happens all the time, shchicha. And therefore, even Rav Yossi would say in that situation that we're gozer mezid, but we're not going to be gozer in a situation that's not a davar shchiach. Okay, that explains Rav Yossi. The Rav Yossi is also lokasha. And I'll show you that this is right there where it says, Yuchain, he also Ravin, I'm Rav Yochanan. And Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, and he told them, in fact, in this situation, chazoka ein odem oser es karmo b'netiyah achas. Nobody's going to go and plant one arla tree over here and take the chance of ruining the entire vineyard. Therefore, it's not a davar shchiach, and therefore, we're not gozer. Okay, next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us another davar that was b'nei tikkun olam. In continuing this series, so we have this Mishnah, which we also learned in yesterday's shir, ha-kohanim shepiglu b'mikdash, if the kohanim did an act of pigul. As we pointed out yesterday, just a reminder, that pigul is when you have an improper machshava to go and eat the item chutz l'zmano. So, if a carbon is only allowed to be eaten today, you have a mind to eat it tomorrow, so that's a pigul machshava. If you have this pigul machshava during the zrika, the kabbalah, the halacha, or the shchita, so then in that situation, it would be a pigul, and that carbon would not be allowed to be brought. That carbon wouldn't go and provide a kapara for the person who brought it. It would be no good. So therefore, this Mishnah tells us, Mizidin, if the person, the Kohen, did this on the Mezid, so then he'd be chayv. He'd have to go pay the person back. Now, we had learned yesterday that if this was done b'shogeg, since we want to encourage the Kohen to go and tell the person, so he should know that, in fact, his carbon was mufugal and he doesn't get a kapara. So in this situation, we want to encourage that, so therefore we don't make the Kohen have to pay. So b'shogeg, we said we don't have to pay. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we learn the following braisa, if a person was preparing taharos for somebody else, and he told him, the amalo, listen, those taros that you had, tarosh sisi imach, unfortunately nitmu, they became tummy. So I was working on your taros, and unfortunately it became tummy. Or hayosimah bezwachim, where he was working with his korbanos, he was a kohen, for example, and he was going and bringing the carbon for him, and he said, unfortunately, gamalo zvachim shasisi imach nis pagdu. Those korbanos that I did, I thought somehow it was a shlamim, and I had a mind to eat it tomorrow, but in fact it was a chatas, and I was only allowed to eat it today, so I was mafagalit. So we said in this situation, the Brisa tells us, Nemwa, if he did either of these two things, he was metame his taharos, or his mafagal, his karban, his zevach, he is believed to have said that this is the case. However, But that's only because right now he is doing them. I will amalo if after the fact he tells him taharo shasisi imcha biyom ploni. Those taharos that I did for you yesterday, a day before, some other time, nitnu, they became tame, or the zevach uzvachim shasisi imcha biyom ploni nispaglu. Those korbanos that I did for you the other day, I was actually mafaglu them. So in this situation, ain't on emon, he's not believed. Now why is that? So the first reason that we have is a bias reasoning. Maishno reisha, maishno sefer. Why in the first two cases, the taharo shasisi imcha now, or the karban that I'm doing with you now, and I was mefagel it. In these situations, we believe him. But if he said it was yesterday that I was making your taharos into tamei by accident, or that I made your zevach into a pigol, he's not believed. Why is this difference? So Abaye tells him, Abaye, because kosher biyado neman. But if it's not biyado, then he's not neman. If he could do it right now, in other words, he's still working on the tyrus right now. He's still working on the carbon right now. So if he wanted to, he could be metamiyit. If he wanted to, he could be mefagilit. But in fact, he's telling us, I already did it. So since he could do it now, migo, that he could do it right now. So we believe him when he said he just did it. However, the ones we said I did it yesterday, so then he could do it right now. It's not biyado. So Abaye says in that situation we don't believe him. That's Abaye's understanding of the difference between the reisha and the sefer. Rava has a totally different understanding. Rava says, you know what we're dealing over here? Kigon the ashkechei la'amar lev lamidi, that he had already met him sometime, and he didn't tell him that he was mitamei the taharos or that he was mafagu the korban. And then later on, he meets him again. Now he meets him later on, and he now tells him. So Rava's understanding is, since you didn't tell him the first time, so therefore you've lost your nemanis to tell him now. Because if you really had been mitamei them or mafagu the korban, you probably would have told him the first time. Since he didn't tell him the first time, you have no nemanis now in the second time. So Abaye and Rava have two different reasons over here. Now, Maisa Shahayid will be related to this machlokas Abaye and Rava. How there once was a person, the Amalei Lechavre, who told his friend, you know, taharos shosisi imoch biyom ploni nitnu, those taharos that I did with you yesterday, they were tamei. Now, according to Abaye, this would not be believed. So, also the Kamei de Ravami, they came to Ravami to pask in this case, and Amalei Rami told them, shura sadin einu neman. In fact, we pass in like Abaye that he's not believed. However, Amalafon of Ravasi, Ravasi says to Ravami, wait a second, Rebbe, Ata Omerkin, you're saying like this. However, Hochim Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yossi, Rav Yochanan, name Rav Yossi, Ma'aseh Shatora Heminoso. What can we do? You're right, that's what Abaye had said, but that goes against what the Torah says. Shatora does believe the person, even if it's after the fact. Now, where do we find that the Torah believes such a person? And it's a kash on Abaye. Hechon heminasu. Where do we find that the Torah believes such a person? So Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna. Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna says, from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippurim yochiach. From the actions of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we can see that we believe the person even after the fact. Why? Because if the Kohen Gadol comes out of Lufnai v'lufnim, and he says, you know what, when I was doing the Zrika on either the par of Yom Kippur or on the Sar of Yom Kippur, the Chiyomar Pigol, if the Kohen Gadol says, I was Mufagalit, he's believed, Mehemen. Now, right now, he's not inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's not inside Lufnai v'Lufnim, so this is after the fact. According to Abaye, you shouldn't be believed. But here it says clearly that he is believed. Now, Uminoya Dinan, how do we know that he is believed in this situation? Because, V'chsid, the whole Adam, lo yeh, be'ol moed, because nobody's allowed to be within the Ol Moed, and therefore, he can't be saying this right now, it must be after the fact. Ella, lav mishum de mehemen. Oh, clearly you see that the Torah believes this person. So kasha on Abaye, how can he say that the Torah doesn't believe him? Kasha over here on Rav Ami, who also paskin like Abaye. So the Gemara says, no, it's still possible that it was concurrent because v'dilma the shameine the pagil, because they heard the Kohen say, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I'm going to do this Rika, I'm going to do something else at a different time, so therefore they heard him be mefagel. So therefore it was concurrent. So therefore, since he had the potential biyado to do it right now, so therefore he's believed when he said, I did it. Now, the Gemara says, Elav de behemen. Wait a second, if we don't believe him, as we brought down just now, as Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna said, that we believe him from the Torah, so then, even though we heard him, Aval Gav D'Shamine Nami Lo Mehemen, then just the fact that we hear him right now, we don't believe him, because the Duma L'Bosa Hochi Kamar, because maybe he had mefagled it earlier, and he's only saying it right now. And therefore,
We have no raya over here that that is in fact the case. Gemara says, well, maybe somebody saw him. Bedilma, the chazine, the pishpish. Maybe they looked through one of the cracks in the doorways and they were able to see that he was doing it exactly at that point in time. And therefore, he had the opportunity to be yado. And that's why in this situation, he's believed. But in a situation where it's not biyado, then Taka, Abai is right. Rav Ami is right. So what says Kasha? You're right. This is a Kasha because we have no raya from over here that this is a raya against Abai and Rav Ami. Another Maishas Oyo, Hahu, the Osso, Likame, the Rav Ami, the ones who's the person that came to Rav Ami. And he tells Rav Ami as follows, Amalei, Sefer Torah Shekasavti. He was a sofer, and he wrote a Sefer Torah, and he wrote it for such and such a person. Sefer Torah Shekasavti, Leploni, Askaros, the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelo, that had written the Sefer Torah, Lo Kisavti Mishmon. I didn't have in mind that they were L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. When I wrote down the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't have the proper Kavonis in mind, and therefore it's not a Kosher Sefer Torah. So Amalei, so Rav Ami said, Sefer Torah Biyad Mi. Who has the Sefer Torah right now? So Amalei, so the sofer told Rav Ami, Biyad Lokech, I gave it to the guy that he asked me to write it. So Amalei, so Rav Ami told him back, Ne'emon atolav sid scharcha. You can't go and ask to be paid because you didn't go and give him a kosher sefer Torah. So you are believed when you say that you didn't write the askaros, the shem of a kodesh baruch hu, properly. So Ne'emon atolav sid scharcha. So you're allowed to go and not get paid. You believe not to get paid. However, v'yato ne'emon lahavsi sefer Torah, but you can't go and ruin that sefer Torah because technically it's no longer in your capability to go and have not written the shemos l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The askaros you can't write right now because they're already written. So therefore, the sefer Torah is a kosher sefer Torah, albeit adam ne'emon lahavsi yosef me'aidim. So you're believed to say that you didn't write it properly, and therefore you can't collect your wages. That's Rav Ami's psak. Amalei Rav Yirmi, Rav Yirmi says to Rav Ami, wait a second, he, the hivsid, schar askaros. So you're right, he doesn't get a right to go and be paid for the writing of Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, schar the Sefer Torah, kulei, mi hivsid. But why should he lose the total value of the Sefer Torah? After all, it could be used for learning from it. Albeit, the Taz does suggest that you have to go and be gonies it because people may mistakenly think that it's a kosher Sefer Torah and not just for learning from it, but you couldn't be yotzi with it, so therefore the Taz says you have to be gonies it. In any event, so Rav Yirmiyah says, it's not worth zero, so why is schar the Sefer Torah kulei mihivsid? So Amalei Rav Ami says back to Rav Yirmiyah, yeah, in. He should get nothing at all because shekol Sefer Torah she'en askarish lo kisuvas lishman Eino Shove Klum. He says the Sefer Torah that doesn't have all the shames of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it is not worth anything. Either it's worth so little because I guess you could learn from it, but it's not really worth what a Sefer Torah is worth by any means. Or, as the Taz says, because you have to go and be gonies it, so it's worth nothing. Now, the Le'avar Alayu Kulmis, why don't we suggest that all those shames that he wrote without the proper intention, just take a pen, a quill, and go and rewrite the Yud Kei Vav Kei that's already there, go ink over it again, Vili Kodshe, and now have proper kavanos and be Mekadesh it. Now, since he didn't give this suggestion, he obviously doesn't hold like that. Kiman, therefore, Rav Ami is name of the Lok Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda gave that exact suggestion, did not, because we learned in a Braisa. Now, it should really be the Tanya, because it's a Braisa, and therefore the Mesor Sashas changes it around to the Tanya. In any event, if a person was supposed to write down the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, however, he thought by accident he's reading it from another place, and he somehow read the Yud Kei Vav Kei is Yehuda, right? Yehuda has all the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it also has a dalet. So when Iskari looked for Yehuda, so he intended to write Yehuda because that's what he thought it was, but he actually made a double mistake. He thought it was Yehuda, but then he wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei. He left out the dalet. The toy made a mistake, a double mistake. Lo Yitil Bo Dalet. So he left out the Dallas. So therefore, in this situation, all he has to do, because it really was supposed to be the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, and he actually wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, albeit without Kavana. So Rav Yehuda says, in this situation, V'tov v'lo hitil bo Dallas, so Mavir lov kol bus v'kacho. Divrei Rav Yehuda. The Tana Rav Yehuda says, just write the rewrite those letters, take the kolmus, the quill, and rewrite over the already existing Yud Kei Vav Kei, another Yud Kei Vav Kei right on top of it, and this will be perfectly acceptable. And the Chum disagree with you. The Chum remember, no, ein hashem min amucha. Such a shame is not the preferred way to write it. Now, why do they say it's not the preferred way to write it? They say it's no good at all. So the Yerushalmi explains that the Chum said, according to us, it's no good at all. But even according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, That's not the preferred way to write the Shem Hashem. So that's why they wrote, Ein Hashem in Avucha. That Shem, well, maybe according to you is good, but it's only good according to you being the Eved. That's really not a right way to write the Shem Hashem. Now, what do you see over here? That Rav Ami obviously doesn't hold from this Eitz of Rabbi Yehuda to go take a Kolmos and write over it. So Gemara said, no. Even Rav Ami could hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That's when you're writing one Shem of Hashem. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda, because I can't look at Rabbi Yehuda, El B'chol B'Atzkara. There was one time he was supposed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei, he thought it was Yehuda, and then he misspelled Yehuda, and he wrote just Yud Kei Vav Kei. That was one time. So there, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, says that's a good Eitzah. However, Avod Kulei Sefer Torah, if you have the entire Sefer Torah without being the Yud Kei Vav Kei written by Kavana, lo. This suggestion of Rabbi Yehuda the Tana wouldn't work. Because Mishum Demerse Kiminumer, because it's going to look like it's spotted. You're going to look like over here, all the Shemus of Kosh Baruch Hu, they're going to stand out because they're doubly written compared to all the other letters of Sefer Torah. It's not going to be a nice Sefer Torah, and therefore it is no good. The word Minumer is a leopard, it's called the Namer, because it's spotted. It has spots, so therefore the Sefer Torah will look like it has spots in it. Another Ma'is Shaya with another Sofer. How? There once was another sofer, the also came to Rabbi Avo. He came to Rabbi Avo and he told Rabbi Avo, Amalei, Sefer Torah Shekasakti Leploni, Gevilin Shelo, Lo Ibaritim Lishmon. That Sefer Torah they wrote for so and so, you know what? The parchment wasn't made Lishma. And if the parchment is not made Lishma, it's also not a kosher Sefer Torah. So that's what he told Rabbi Avo. So Amalei, Rabbi Avo tells him, Sefer Torah beyond me. Who has the possession of that Sefer Torah? So the sofer said, Amalei, the guy that purchased it for me, Biyad Lokeach. Now, on my law, Rabbi Bo said to him, Mitosh Atonem Lahav Sid Sucharcha, Atonem Lahav Sid Sefer Torah. Because you'll believe that this schar that you deserve to get is not a good schar because you didn't write him a kosher Sefer Torah, so you also therefore believe that this is not a kosher Sefer Torah. Because you're not going to collect your wages, so you also believe in this situation that the Sefer Torah is not a kosher Sefer Torah because it wasn't tan, the hide of the Sefer Torah, the parchment wasn't made lishma. Now, we turn to Nun Hei Omed Aleph. Why is Rabbi Avo's psak different than Rav Ami's psak? Well, Maishtom with the Rav Ami. Rav Ami just said that, well, it was in the possession of the person who purchased it, so if he wrote the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without being lishma, so he also loses his schar, but we didn't cancel the guy, and we said in that situation, since it was already in the other person's possession, so you're not believed to go and be posel that Sefer Torah. So why by the askaras did Rav Ami paskin that we don't believe that the Sefer Torah is posel, but here by the hide, by the parchment not having tanned lishma, for the purposes of writing a Sefer Torah, we do believe that it's not a kosher Sefer Torah. Why did Rav Yo and Rav Ami paskin differently? So my answer is very simply. Hossam, in the case of Rav Ami, ikul meimar toye b'der Rav Yirmiyah, because you might have thought that, in fact, Rav Yirmiyah's suggestion that you can go and just take a quill and redo the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and therefore, if the halacha is like Rav Yirmiyah, so then he's only losing his schar for the names that could easily be corrected, so he doesn't lose his total schar, and therefore the person might be willing to go and lie and say, oh yeah, I didn't write the Shemus of Kosher Baruch Hu, so you only have to bring 90% of what you owe me, and it's not a kosher Sefer Torah as a result until he goes and corrects it. So in that situation, since he's not losing out his entire schar, because you could argue he holds like Rav Yirmiyah, so therefore we don't believe him to say the Sefer Torah is possible. But here, when the sofer says, I didn't make the parchment lishma, there's no teretz of Rav Yirmiyah, go take a quill and redo it. No. The parchment is no good, so the whole Sefer Torah is no good. It's worthless. And therefore, in this situation, where Rabbi Yo was correct in saying, Kiva the Komasin Kuli Egrei, since he's believed that he's not getting anything, but also the Amar, so we have to say, Emer Kushto Kamar, he must be telling us the truth, because why else would he be saying it? He's losing all of his money, 100%. He's not getting most of it, like one could argue, if he held like Rav Yirmiyah in the case of Rav Ami. And therefore, since he's really losing everything, so therefore, since he's believed to say that I don't get paid, he's also believed to say that it wasn't Ibud Lishma, and therefore, it is not a kosher Sefer Torah. This is a good break point. Have a great day.